What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Morning enthusiasts, you know what I love about my life? I get to wake up every morning to do something I love. I get to inspire people to do the things that inspire them. It's the most wonderful thing in the world. In fact, the best part is trying to figure out all the different ways I can do it. I want to jump on here to tell you that's my purpose for this year. That is my life's purpose. This is what drives me every morning, that gets me out of bed, that brings me so much joy. And today, as we bring in a new year, I want to tell you about some of the actions you can take to start the year off right. So as we celebrate the end of year 2021 and beginning of the year 2022, I am filled with gratitude and love. Now, we have lost so many people over the last 2 years due to COVID, and yet you and I get to see 2022. So it is a moment of gratitude. It is a moment of just like, thank you, thank you, thank you, in that we are loved, we are here, we have breath in our lungs. So it's really an opportunity to live our best life this year. It's an opportunity to show up in our life, you know, not just get up, but we got to dress up. We got to show up with intention this year because we have breath in our lungs. So I'm excited. So my best wishes for you. Here's to a bright new year and a fond farewell to the old. Here's to the things that are yet to come and to the memories that we hold. May you have a prosperous new year. Wishing you a happy, healthy new year. May the new year bless you with health, wealth, and happiness. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about how you can start to get organized. Here's a quote. For every minute spent organizing, an hour is earned. Are you too busy to get organized? You are surrounded by mountains of paper and have post-its all over your table, and you feel you are really busy, but you just can't breathe and you just can't handle your work, even if you do extra time. Put in the extra hour. If this is you, then listen closely because I am especially talking to you. It's not that you are too busy to get organized. It's because you are not organized that you are too busy. Let me repeat that. It's not that you are too busy to get organized. It's because you are not organized that you are so busy. And to make it worse, being busy doesn't mean that you are effective or productive for that matter. Just because you have the messiest table in the office does not mean you are the one who works the hardest. There are studies that today's executives spend between 30% to 50% of their time searching for paperwork. Can you believe that? And I'm talking about electronic too, not just that stack of papers on your desk, but like you got to get organized virtually, see, on your desktop, all that good stuff. So don't start your new year overwhelmed. Listen up. Try out these little tips as they can change your life. They changed mine. I have been there and I turned it around using the little tips that I'm about to share with you. So grab a pen and paper because you are ready to get organized. Step one, spend the first 15 minutes of your working day prioritizing what to do for that day. Another one is to spend 1 hour a week organizing and filing papers, physical or virtual, just organizing your mind, your life, because an organized desk is a clearer mind. An organized desktop gives you a clearer space to be creative and think of ideas. Another way is to spend 15 minutes a day throwing away papers and clearing away your desktop. Empty out those trash cans on your desktop or on your email account. Get rid of it. You'll feel so much better once you hit that delete permanently. Spend 15 minutes a day throwing away papers and clearing away at your desk, yes, but also spend the last 15 minutes of your working day to go through your task for tomorrow. Why is that important? Because it prepares your brain for the next day. That way you know what you're going to be working on. So you're not surprised or you're not overwhelmed, because the night before you actually organize, when you come in, you can just get going. You don't have to worry about decision fatigue in the morning, trying to figure out what you're going to be working on or how to get organized. You've already primed yourself the night before. I know a lot of similarities, right, with preparing the night before is so that you can have the best morning, your best productive day. So what I want you to do is to organize what's important, what's urgent. Use your email inbox as a to-do list. Task solves, get archived. And task unsolved, stay in your inbox. And make sure you have a clean inbox, right? That you don't have 2,000 unread emails. Like that, a lot of that is junk. That's just clutter. If you see it, you automatically think clutter. And it's very hard to stay focused and organized. So clean your inbox. If there are any emails and tasks that you can do in less than 5 minutes, always do them right away. Always. Don't push it off, because that leaves you with a red mark, unread email that you got to attend to. You're going to move on to the next task. And so you want to make sure if you see it, it can be dealt with. Do it at the moment. Don't accept any new task until you are in control. Do the job right the first time, so that it doesn't come back to haunt you and cost you more time later on. All right, my friend, try these out for at least the first 2 weeks of the year and let me know how you feel and how you see a change in your mental clarity. That's our purpose. We want to declutter our mind. That's why we declutter our environment, because our environment triggers our mind to take action. If it's clear, then it's easier to execute. If it's not, then you're already lost focus. So which of the tips will you try first? Share your comments and answers on the post for this episode on IG. The first to share will win a free morning routine mug. And if you haven't done so, go ahead and like and follow us on IG and Apple Podcasts to win. Again, my dear friends, again, morning enthusiasts, happy new year. Wishing you a healthy and prosperous year ahead. I'll see you at the top of your best morning routine ever. Stay blessed.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.